Welcome back to another episode of Heart and Soul. We are so excited to share about dreams. And of course, dreams like the dreams you have at night or the dreams you have for your life. Do you allow yourself to dream big? I know many, many people fear they don't feel worthy of having it all or dreaming about it. They are focused in the everyday hamster wheel kind of life and don't take time to dive into their heart's content or into their soul purpose. We've unlearned to listen to our nudges and intuition and guidance, and so we buried our dreams. But first of all, we just had a full moon, an intense full moon. So I don't know about you, Janet, but I had intense dreams the last couple of nights.
That's right. I mean, it was a super blue moon. So they say once in a blue moon. Yes, I not so many lately, but definitely dreamt something last night. Do you want me to share it with you? It
Feel free, it's up to you, you know.
really interesting because, my husband and I a few years ago bought an old house and we renovated it and we're living in it now. Almost our dream home. And last night I dreamt I was in our home, but it wasn't really our home, if you know what I mean. It was kind of an aspect of our home. And I remember sort of being walking around and going up the stairs, and everything was as normal. And then at the top of the stairs, I got to the top of the stairs, and everything had like reverted back to how the house was before we did all the renovations, and the horrible wallpaper that was up, and the things that were peeling off, and things falling down, and the damp, and the horrible, the carpet was disgusting. And it was like by the time I got to the top of the stairs, it had gone back. So it was like the most horrible feeling, like you're just like in your home and you're okay and everything's normal. And then you get to the top of the stairs, and it's like, what? And I always just remember the horrible wallpaper because it was like that wallpaper was green, but it had that velvety textured print on it. It was ho horrible because then it was all damp and peeling and the smell. So, what does that dream mean? So, let's have a little chat, see what Caroline thinks my dream means.
I don't know, I'm not a dream analyzer, but I think it's important that when you go up, so maybe you're probably afraid of walking up and then finding things back there.
Taking a step back.
Step back I mean, there are so many interpretation to that dream, you know, of not wanting to go back. But I think this full moon was also about old stuff coming up. So maybe for you, it's also about letting go of that old version of the home, maybe clearing that, maybe time to clear your home as well, and maybe add a little gratitude to how things are, or also see how far you have come. Like your home, you have come a long way as well, you know,
That's
and we
true.
always move forward, you know, and sometimes we can let go a little bit of the past, because if we keep that heavy burden and that, I mean, really vivid, you know, even with the smell and that feeling of that wallpaper and the carpet, and it was really like, you
Like,
described it beautifully. And I
oh,
was
just
like, okay.
imagine that damp smell and just the wallpaper peeling off. And yeah, it was horrible. But it does, I think you're there's definitely elements there that it did feel like, yes, I was walking up and I was very comfortable, very happy walking up. So it does feel like it was maybe some sort of an elevation or a step up. But then, yes, you're right. Maybe it was being confronted by something, the fear of the past, because you as Caroline knows, us doing our house was at a very, very difficult, challenging time for many, many different reasons. And maybe you're absolutely right. I'm afraid of taking that step up that I might go back to all of that struggles, and face all of that again. But I guess the thing is to know is I've come through that. And if you can come through it once, you can come through it again. So not to be afraid of it, to
Yeah,
let that fear
you
go.
might face it again at a different level at your perception now, and it's just, and it goes faster, easier every time you sort of come again to that part.
It was just the most bizarre feeling. So tell us about your dreams then. You said that you had some dreams as well, so share
Yeah,
them.
last night I definitely probably still need to do some healing on my past, last my marriage. And yeah, it was weird. I was back. Yeah, like you, it was sort of like back. My kids were still little, very little. And we were on vacation. I mean, you know how dreams are. It's always sort of a weird place. It's sort of surreal. It's not, and my then husband was there, and he was getting the kids ready or waiting outside with the kids, and I was getting myself ready somehow, and then I got the phone call, but I couldn't really understand it. Like in the dreams, sometimes you. And it was sort of like, yeah, the bus or whatever is waiting for us, or they leave if we don't come. And then I went outside. I said, we have to go. And then I saw my kids were still just in bikinis or bathing suits. And I thought, but we're going on a trip. They need clothes. They need shoes. They need, towels. We go bathing, but still they need dry things. And I was going back and in a hurry, I just picked everything up, and then I realized it was always like this. It was always me managing it, everything, me having to do everything, and asking my then husband to get the kids ready was, yeah, he didn't think that far ahead, or was just not used to it, whatever else, but still probably healing that part. And also, yeah, my kids are grown now. I don't need to look after them. Maybe releasing that. Maybe I'm mothering them too much even now. And yeah, releasing that past relationship over and over, and stepping into my power. I think it is probably seeing that I'm great at managing, that I'm great at organizing and all that kind of things. And I wasn't the dumb little mommy wife or something. Yeah, I mean, Janet, and I don't know whether all our viewers or listeners know, but I've been in an emotional, abusive marriage with a covert narcissist, one that is always so nice and so great, and no one understood that behind closed doors and that emotional abuse, talking down on me, like, you're not good enough, you're just so dumb, you can't do this, why isn't your hair nice, why don't you wear nice dresses? Whatever else is going on was quite, yeah, made me small. So I had to sort of grow up and step back into my power. And I think that's probably the dream, a sign that I have the power all within. I don't need anyone to look after me. Or do you have any interpretation of this dream, Janet?
No, I think you covered it as well, because when you were talking about it, something that popped into my mind was about sort of also, your children are adults now and that you can, allow them to be adults, because I know it's quite difficult to let go, and allow yourself then more space for you, because you're doing so much as well and you're stepping it, you're absolutely in your power and doing so many different things right now. And it's kind of maybe a little nudge as well to say, they're okay now. You'll still always be their mummy. But you can let go of that a little bit. Although in saying that, you have taken on two new kittens. So yeah. You've got your hands full. You've got your hands full. But yeah, I think it's really important to see how far you've actually come on that journey. Because yeah, as you say, you had a really difficult time, and it does take a long time to overcome that, because anything at that emotional level is very, it's a deep, deep trauma. And particularly if it's been drip, drip, drip over a long period of time, it really does take time. And I think sort of like when we think of, Sigmund Freud and his interpretation of dreams, he always links it back to the unconscious or subconscious mind always trying to tell you something. So I think it is nice when you actually have a dream to actually sit down and really think about it. Because I know a lot of people, like if you dream about death, it seems very, oh, somebody's going to die. But actually, it's more often about something finishing or ending and maybe a new beginning, and a birth as well. Is about sort of, that emotional rebirth, or there being some sort of energetic rebirth or some vibrance, new energy coming into your life. So there's a lot of like different, if you look, look up on your Explore or whatever and do some research if you have a dream. I used to have a lot of dreams as a child, I would be flying. And that signified independence and freedom. And I look back now and I realize that I needed that. And that's probably one of the reasons why I left home at 20 and went to Australia. Because I
Flying.
needed that sense of like independence and freedom. I needed to, because I felt caged and I needed to fly away. There's so many things. And I mean, I've talked before, I have this image. It's more a vision that comes in the dreams, is that I see a warrior, a woman in full armor, with this kneeling with the sword, the head bowed, as if sort of getting ready for battle, but maybe in prayer before battle. But that image has changed, and I'm not sure that's a good thing, that suddenly now she's standing with the sword raised, ready to go into battle. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to have a little look at what that message means. Does it mean that I'm now ready to go forward, that I have the power, the energy? I do know that sometimes they say the sword is your power, like your soul energy, can also be representation of the divine. So there's a lot of stuff there to unpack.
Yeah, I think it also sort of symbolizes, freedom. Yeah, self-empowerment. You can do it, and probably stepping up for a worthy cause. It doesn't have to be battle, but maybe standing up for something you believe in. So, and you're more than ready, yes.
It feels a very, I mean, such a strong image and so very, very connected and very spiritual. And it frightens me because I'm sort of going, I'm not the warrior, I don't want to be the warrior and fighting anything, but there's different ways you can be a warrior and,
Yeah, just standing up for your own beliefs is being a warrior, especially recent past, probably all spent lifetimes being burned at the stakes and something, so we couldn't share our own truth, and now we can, standing up for it. But it also feels like it's sort of like an energy with you. You know, I think that symbol is it, I don't know, Mary Magdalene or, you know, one of those goddess kind of energy, you know, you can sort of retrieve from, or even I think an old Celtic goddess something. So, oh.
Well, that's when you sort of think of the Vikings and the Celts. I mean, a lot of there were a lot of female warriors. You know, we always think of women don't fight, but actually, historically, there have been some amazing, and the Amazonian female warriors. And you know, there, you know, we think the women should be the nurturing kind, but there's like everything, there's two parts of us, isn't there? And it does feel in the past, I have been that warrior, that fighter, and at times I am a wee bit sort of vocal and opinionated about things. But when I do feel very strongly about something, I mean, I do like particularly values about right and wrong, or when people are being wronged, or something doesn't make sense and it's hurting someone, I get vocal about it. And people keep telling me not to do that, but I can't help it.
Yeah, I think if yeah, and I think that's really standing up for our beliefs. And you know, sometimes even kids, you know, if they fight or you see someone being bullied, you can go over and say, "Everything okay here?" or something, you know, because it's wrong if someone hurts someone. I mean, I don't say if two huge men fight that you have to step into it, but you know, with children or something, or even, I mean, animal abuse, you know, someone hitting his dog or something, then I just, excuse me, you know, that's not the way to treat your dog. It's more about understanding, and maybe your dog doesn't get your commands, or you don't clearly speak to him or her. So I think they are really worthy causes to stand up for. And yeah, we've been silenced for a long time. And for us, it's hard because
We're
we don't
both.
want to offend anyone.
Oh.
But if no one is saying anything, things don't change, right?
Exactly. And I think sort of we have to do it. And you say about, I have actually stopped two men fighting. And I can't believe even now, because there were two big, like, biker guys. And I don't know what came over me to like go and step in between them and sort of like went, no. And I think they were so shocked that I, this little girl, stepped in between them and said, hold on, this is not on. What are you fighting about? Let's sort this out. And I ended up, I made them shake hands with each other. And they were like, so, I think, just so blown away with it that it diffused the whole whatever was going on. And they just laughed, and just then everything was okay. And like when you sort of said, I'd forgotten all about that. And it was like, I don't know what came over me to do that, because normally I'd go, oh no, I'm afraid of getting hurt. And I think that's the thing in our society as well today, that there's a lot of scenarios played out in public spaces where we're afraid to step in because people, you know, are so aggressive, or you're afraid of, well, here we've also got a knife culture as well. We're a little bit wary that something happened. But I think that it is important, as you sort of say, maybe when I see anything, I have to step up. I'm being called to step up now. And, you know, I can't be frightened about that anymore. It's just a case of like, it is important to speak up for what is right and wrong, because it's becoming so blurred right now. Anyway, we're coming way past the dreams. So let's get back to dreams. Do you ever have that dream we hear a lot of people saying about being naked in a public place? I've never had it. Have you, Caroline?
I think I sort of had something And I realized I wasn't really covered or
Oh,
something. I
yeah.
mean, not fully naked, but maybe my t-shirt wasn't right. And I think it's all about, being exposed or something. And
Vulnerable.
yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, because I think a lot is
You
here.
only knit naked, right?
That's right. That's right.
Maybe you have to explain a bit about your book, because otherwise people don't get it if they don't know your
Written
book.
a fiction book called The Naked Knitting Club, and the main character, it's sort of to come out of herself and sort of find herself and transform her life. She joins a naked knitting club, and that has that symbolism of actually just becoming naked, is that you are standing in your own vulnerability, and you're also, you've got nothing to hide. And you're sort of like that child being reborn, because we come into the world, we're naked. And there was all that symbolism, but some people didn't get it when they read the book and kept going, "Why are they sitting naked?" And I'm going, "Well, it's actually part of the transformational journey, but not everybody got it." So
It's like being still in meditation or in yoga, holding a pose. It's all about, that connection within. But yeah,
exactly.
it's okay. It's okay. Not everyone is on the same journey, and that's okay. Yeah, so much about dreams. Feel free to share your dreams with us or your interpretations of our dreams. Always happy to hear from you. But dreams can also be about dreaming, it goes with setting intentions, but sort of tapping into your dreams, into your connect to your heart and soul. And what is your dream? How would you love your life to feel and be like in 3 months, a year, 5 years, and then, many of us, and sometimes for me too, it's sort of, I don't allow myself to dream. It's sort of like, okay, still do the same thing, keeping myself small and not really diving into that dream or expansion of how things could be, if we only allowed ourselves to dream about it and allowing it all in, I think sometimes it's still sort of that part of life has to be hard. We have to work hard to make money. We have to, and it's sort of that more survival mode rather than the abundance of being and taking it all in. And I realized that if I don't allow myself to dream and just take a minute, just connect to my heart and just feel, how would it feel like if life was easy? Is easy, and what would I love to dream? Sort of one of my dreams would be sort of like have an electric car, or all these kind of things. And then it's sort of not letting the joy in. That was my point. If I don't allow myself to dream, then I don't allow joy in. And then it's more like a dull life and we feel small and undeserving. But opening that up and feeling worthy, feeling loved, feeling like, you deserve it all. What about you, Janet? Do you allow yourself to dream, connect to your soul, and
A big dreamer. I have so many dreams. I have to say, I was talking to my sister the other day, and I was talking about different things I'm doing, and she goes, "You can't stick at one thing." And I go, "I have a bit of an issue with that. I'm a bit ADHD from that perspective, but I describe myself. I said I'm a bit like a kangaroo." Just the way my, and I think because in the past jobs that I did, I had to be, for project management and stuff, very, very focused, very organized, very detailed, endless lists to keep on top of everything, keeping everything under control, both in my own life and in the work I was doing. But to the point where I was so uptight with everything. I mean, did I drain them? No, because I had no capacity, I had no space, I had no allowance for that. I was just in this have to, have to, have to, have to, have to, hamster wheel. And it's only now as I've got more freedom in my life and I've got time and space and now I've got my energy back, I'm enjoying exploring. And yes, I dream about, yes, I want to get my little trilogy of books out for the Naked Knitting Club, in including an audio book, which I'm working on book one as an audio book. I've also got, my Soul Magic Academy that I'm also keen to build up. And you know what my latest dream is for my little family? Is I really would love a camper van. So that we could go off, the three of us, and go, this is my husband and I and our little doggy, that we could go off and have weekend adventures. And I just think that would be, I would love that. I'm trying to persuade my husband that it would be a great idea. He's slowly buying into it. Stay in hotel. I said, but with a dog, actually, she's very barky. To go and stay in hotels isn't always great. And I'm someone that I don't have to be in the five-star luxury. I find sometimes that's really hard work. Whereas I just would like a little camper van that we can put our stuff in, and you just, sleep in sleeping bags on the back, and you just go and rock up somewhere and have a night or two exploring. So yeah, that's my dream. One of my dreams at the moment is that we just kind of take off and do a bit of exploring in the UK and possibly Europe as well, so that it would be a really cool thing to do.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yes, and because, yeah, you already have everything then in your camper van, so you just have to hop in and go off and do things and explore and have fun and a little bit of adventure and that sounds great. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Caroline? Any other aspirations, dreams?
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah, going for more hikes, having more time for hikes and doing that with the dog, while she's turned 8. So she's already sort of an elderly dog. And yeah, taking that time and doing the fun things and yeah. Yeah, but otherwise I'm quite happy where I am, what I am. But as you were talking about the camper van, I had a dream 2 nights ago, or sort of woke up, that semi-conscious dreaming sort of, and it was sort of like a message, yeah. Traveling, travel journalist, and thought sort of like, yeah, okay, but then how did I do that in my little mini and the dog? And it was sort of like, yeah, but then I have to leave the cats. And but I had that dream a couple of, it was pre-COVID, and I had the dream of sort of, yeah, when the kids are out of the house, then I can just have a suitcase and my laptop, and then I travel the world, because you can do some healing sessions over the internet. I can meet with my circle of love. I can give massages locally, and I can just be at the beach and then travel on, and then you don't have that clunk of things, rent and insurance, and oh, insurance you still need, but all that heavy things. But actually, as I grew older, I really appreciate being local in Switzerland, because I see it with my mom and other people. If something happens health-wise, I'm in good hands here. Then I don't want to be, I don't know where. And yeah, so it has those sometimes dreams change, and I think maybe back then, when I was still in that caboodle of raising three kids on my own, this was sort of like the ultimate freedom. Which I needed, like you flying, just leave everything behind, go,
Oh, I just had a hit there. Caroline, you've always loved Eat, Pray, Love. And you don't have to go permanently, but you could like take a month out and go and live somewhere for a month. And you've got the
Even
kids
pray
to
and
look
love,
after, the dogs and the kittens, and you can have a month of Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
And then you can document it so we can all follow it. Write a book on it and tell us about your experiences, like go off to Bali or India or wherever, and share it with us. I would love that. Because right now, because we've got the dog now, that she's tethering us down. But I think for me, I need that now because I've not had that. As Mark says, we sometimes do things in our lives. We're back to front, but anyway. But that's why I'm quite happy to have the camper van and just explore more locally in the UK. But I think how wonderful if you could just go off for a month somewhere. I think it would have to be somewhere with a beach for you. Definitely a beach.
That sounds good. And I think the most important thing is being open, to receive it all and let yourself be guided and follow up on those nudges. And I still, travel journalist. And I mean, I only then made the connection of when I write my journal and journalist, I never saw that it's the same word. And so yeah, it's sure good that I'm open and keep pondering and awaiting next instructions, sort of, yeah. But allowing yourself to dream big, for me it's sort of probably more at home, seeing more clients here. And less at massages at the wellness center because they are sort of quite intense. And yeah, it's all good. And traveling is, yeah, again on the agenda, or even city trips, I love that.
Visit us, come and visit us here. I mean, because when I was also thinking about that traveling, I mean, we talk about life's journey, it could also be a more metaphorical of using your already existing journal to document and share your life's journey. I think that each one of us has our own path that we're walking, but we are. And I know that your path has been a challenging one and you've got a lot to share. And I know you've already done some of that in your books you've already put out there, but maybe you're being called to sort of do a slightly different one, and talking about your sort of look through your journal and use that as a basis of your next book. Life travels with Caroline instead of conversations. Life travels with Caroline. So there you
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds all good. And
Does.
also, yeah, you remind me to share more about my story. Sometimes we forget because I shared it in books, I shared it in blog posts, I shared it, with everyone who was listening, and then you feel like the world already knows it. And at the point, I don't know how you had it, sort of at the point you're sort of like, I've done sharing, it's sort of give me something new, sort of share about something else. But I think it's so important because those are our values, those are what we grew from. And if we can share it with others to inspire, I mean, that's the whole purpose of our heart and social, right? To share our experiences, to inspire others. For others not to feel alone and, oh, I've been going through something similar. Oh, that's great. They came through, so I can have hope. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And this is so important. And yes, definitely sharing more about our life's experiences.
Because our stories can help to ignite the dreams in other people's lives. And I think that's important, you know, that little spark that you're passing on is that, you know, when we tell our stories, that they're like seeds that are falling, and we don't know who's going to pick them up, and it can plant a seed in someone else and ignite that dream in them that they are then go on to do something amazing. So we do, our stories are very important, and dreams are very important as well to keep us have something. And you're right, that energetic feeling that you get, that buzz from allowing yourself to dream big and just imagine what it feels like. It fills us with that energy that recharges us. And that's important, rather than feeling, you know, drained.
Yeah,
Our dreams
exactly.
can allow us to reshine.
Yeah, and then we raise our vibration and then sort of till we match our dreams, you know. And I think the good thing about our dreams, having dreams, is we can always switch them, you know, or have several avenues of dreams. And it's not a fixture in the end, not like a goal we have to reach and then we fail, but it's, yeah.
It's like having destinations on a map. Yeah, I'm going to head that direction. And then you sort of spot something else and think, oh, no, actually, that is more where I want to go. And I think that's how we need to see this life journey. It isn't, as you say, on a fixed point. It's about sort of like sometimes that, well, they always say it's about the journey, not the destination, isn't it? Because if we go off the beaten path, we can discover something amazing or something really different that will really stay with us or really impact our lives in a very positive or in a very strong way. Whereas if we keep on this sort of like little narrow of like mundane hamster wheel of like focus, 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 making money, making earning this. And I know it's really hard because our society trains us to be like that. It's really hard to sort of be able to start to move away from that. But when you do, the magic, that's where the magic happens. The soul magic, I call it. The soul magic happens. So, yeah, it is important.
It is. It is. It's like hopping in the camper van and just driving, you know, no maps, no directions. Just, oh, we go left. Oh, here we go right. And we go this way, you know, and just exploring and yeah, having that adventure. Life is an adventure.
It's an adventure, definitely. So it's like reminding everyone, dream big. And yeah, please share with us your nighttime dreams. If you had any dreams last night, share them with us. We'd be curious to hear them.
And yeah, keep on dreaming. You deserve the best life ever.
Absolutely.
And you are worthy of it. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Love and light. Blessings, everyone.